All right, ready to jump into the deep end of crypto today. We're talking about something that sounds kind of basic, but trust me, it's way more interesting than it seems at first glance.
It's one of those things, right? Like, you got to get it right from the start.
Exactly. We're talking wallet addresses, and we're diving into a piece from Goblin Cash to really break it down.
I love Goblin Cash. They always have a, well, they just explain things in a way that, like, clicks, you know?
Totally. So this deep dive is for anyone who's ever looked at their crypto wallet and seen this jumble of letters and numbers and been like, what even is this?
It can look pretty intimidating at first, all that gibberish, right?
Yeah. But Goblin Cash, they had this analogy that I actually thought was kind of smart. They said, to think of your wallet address like your home address, but for your crypto.
Which is a great place to start because it highlights the public nature of these addresses, right? It's safe to share. Just like your home address.
Okay, so that makes sense. I can give it out, no problem.
Right, you can put it out there, but it's not the same as your private key.
Oh, good point. Because in the real world, I wouldn't be shouting my house key from the rooftops, that's for sure.
Exactly. Totally different levels of access. The address gets you to the front door, maybe?
But the key, that's what actually unlocks everything inside. Okay, so why should I even care about this address thing? Like, why is this string of characters so important?
It boils down to this. It's how you receive crypto, plain and simple.
Oh, okay. So, like, if I want to get paid in Bitcoin or whatever, someone needs my address to send it to me.
Precisely. Think of any time you need to receive crypto, whether it's from selling something, getting those Bitcoin birthday gifts everybody jokes about.
Oh, yeah, right. Or what are those things called? The surprise crypto drops.
Airdrops.
Airdrops. Yes. I'd need my wallet address for that, wouldn't I?
Absolutely. Think about it. Like, you're at a conference and someone's like, free t-shirts, you got to hold up your bag, right? Your wallet address is your bag for catching those crypto goodies.
Love that analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, so receiving crypto, check. What else?
It goes way beyond that, though. One thing I find super cool is that your wallet address lets you track every single transaction on something called a Block Explorer.
So it's like having a public record of all my crypto moves.
Exactly. Every purchase, every trade, it's all out there, totally transparent. Think of it like a postal tracking number, but for your digital money.
So if I'm ever worried about a transaction, or like if I need to prove I sent something, I can just pull up my address and show it to someone.
Yep. It's all verifiable. And this is huge, especially when you're dealing with, say, customer service or something. No more digging through emails trying to find a receipt.
That's a game changer.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me feel more secure knowing everything's accounted for.
Transparency and verifiability, those are like core principles of the whole blockchain thing, right?
So addresses are important. But Goblin Cash also spent a lot of time talking about security risks. And this is where I start to get a little fuzzy.
Right. And this is where understanding the difference between your wallet address and your private key is like absolutely essential.
Okay, so remind me again, what's the difference?
Think of it this way. Your wallet address is public. It's like your house number on the mailbox, out there for everyone to see. It's how people know where to send you mail or crypto. But your private key, that's the actual key Y to your front door.
Right. Okay, now that makes sense. So sharing my wallet address is fine, but sharing my private key, that's like giving someone the master key to my house.
Exactly. Your private key, or the recovery phrase that's linked to it, gives you access to make transactions from that address. You never, ever share that with anyone.
Got it. Keep my keys close to the chest, metaphorically speaking. But wait, there's more to this Goblin Cash thing, right?
Yeah.
It also talked about checking your crypto balance using your address. How does that work?
Oh, yeah, because think about it. Everything you do is recorded on the blockchain, right? So your wallet address is like your ID on the blockchain.
Oh, makes sense.
You can use it to see every transaction you've ever made and, more importantly, how much crypto is currently sitting in that address.
Wow, that's actually pretty handy. So if I'm ever unsure, I can just punch in my address and be like, show me the money.
Exactly. You got it. There are these things called block explorers, websites, and apps, basically, that make this super easy to do.
Very cool. Okay, last thing from the article that caught my eye. They mentioned that some wallets let you create multiple addresses. What's the deal with that? Is that like a privacy thing for people who don't want anyone knowing how much crypto they have?
Well, it can be. Some people use it that way, like if they're super security conscious or have a ton of crypto. But more often, it's just about like organization and compartmentalization.
So instead of having one giant address with all my activity, I can split it up.
Exactly. Think of it like having separate email addresses, one for work, one for personal stuff, maybe one for, I don't know, those spammy newsletters you can't resist signing up for.
You know me too well.
Haha, it's all about having different addresses for different purposes. Keeps things tidy.
I like it. Who knew there was so much to unpack about wallet addresses? We started with something that seemed pretty basic, but it turns out these strings of characters are like the backbone of the whole crypto world.
Right. It makes you think about how we manage our digital identities and how that might evolve, especially as things get even more digital.
It's like, in the future, will our wallet addresses be how we do everything online? Verify our age, access services, vote? Who knows?
That's a thought, isn't it?
Wild stuff. That's another deep dive in the books. Big thanks to Goblin Cash for the insights. And to everyone listening, go out there and explore the world of wallet addresses. There's a lot more to discover than meets the eye.